Welcome to National MI's Educational Sales Podcast Series, hosted by mortgage sales consultants Pat Sherlock and Bobby Welch. This podcast is brought to you by National MI University. We are committed to delivering quality education. Now let's get started.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Sherlock, and I have Bobby Welch with
Bobby
me.
Hey, Bobby Welch.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Pat. I beat you to it.
Well, we have another great topic, and I think it's such a classic topic that I'm sure many of our listeners have had this issue of how to sell around price. But I do think it's a great refresher topic since certainly today a lot of things are super competitive and you're up against rate shoppers, the traditional problems that you see with mortgage origination sales. So why don't we start in the big picture, Bobby, about, you know, this issue about price and where does it fit in the salesperson's ability to be able to overcome it?
Yeah. Well, you know, probably the first place that I'll start is that as a salesperson, you need to be ready for some percentage of the population who are only going to be rate driven, period. Bottom line, I mean, that's just the way they are. But in most studies, and it really depends on the ones that you read, it's a pretty small group, anywhere from 2% to 10%, again, just depending on the industry that they were looking in and the type of person. So that's actually good news, in my opinion, because the rest of the population is not driven solely on price. There are other factors that they will pull into their decision. And of course, those are the ones that we're going to focus on today. And those are the ones that as a salesperson, you should, you know, become comfortable in turning around.
So do you think it's fair to say, and again, I think you're making a really great point, there are the true price sensitive that if you don't have the lowest price, they're going to search for that. And then there's the other people Yes. that talk price. In other words, especially in mortgage banking, where our mode of conversation always starts out, you know, what is your rate for your 30-year fixed? Those people, I think what I hear you saying, aren't necessarily rate shoppers. They're really value shoppers in disguise as rate shoppers. True?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, they're looking for a package, not mm-hmm. just the interest rate alone. It's up to you, the salesperson, though, to bring that to their attention. Because even though while I just said that, that doesn't mean they're all coming in knowing that, yeah, I'm looking for the best value. You've got to educate them so that they understand inside the mortgage banking world, you know, what is value? How is a rate determined? You know, how can they decide if they're getting a good rate or not? And that's where education comes into play, is where you actually take the initiative up front. In fact, I like to say that what you're really doing is you're taking some preventative measures so that the rate shopping issue doesn't even come up.
So is it fair to say that when the customer's talking rate, maybe that's just the beginning of a conversation that really has to lead the salesperson slash originator asking a series of really what I call the right questions to understand the customer's situation and needs. So even though they're asking rate, the reality is that they're not rate shoppers.
Yeah, rate is just one of the things that they're going to make their determination of. You know, and we've all heard this, you know, this gets talked about a lot, that this is the single largest financial transaction that someone typically makes. So that's the piece that you've got to bank on. That's the piece that you've got to leverage so that you earn the business. Yeah. And part of it is you have to walk your borrower or your potential client through it in such a way to where they end up at a decision that they feel good about. Because that's what we really want, right? So, you know, when you're taking a look at, you know, why would a shopper be concerned at rate? Because I think that understanding the drive, like why is rate important? I think that's one of the first pieces in really understanding how to have the rate conversation. I think the first piece is there's a budget aspect, right? You know, I mean, whether it's a refinance or a purchase, the payment is driven in part by the interest rate. And so there is a very real budget need, but 9 times out of 10, that 1/8 to 1/4%, whatever you're trying to work within to stay competitive, in most cases, that's not going to break the budget, but budget's part of it. So you should be talking about that. What's your budget? What's a comfortable payment for you? You know, because there's what they qualify for, and there's what they're comfortable with. That's part of the equation. And then the other part is a psychological one. We always want to feel like we got a good value. You know, it doesn't matter if we're buying a car, a house, or an article of clothing. There's something about the way we're built, at least as Americans, that when we perceive that we got a good deal, a solid deal, our satisfaction level goes way up. This last piece is where the education part comes in and the questioning, understanding their needs, and then directing it so that regardless of what your interest rate is compared to somebody else's, you still feel that need of, hey, this was a good deal for me. This house purchase, this refinance, I'm in a better position because I did business with, you know, Bobby at XYZ Mortgage. And that's the second one that you're filling as you're walking through these questions.
And I also think the point is traditionally in mortgage banking, lenders have always advertised their rates. And as we all know, is that it's really not an apples to apples equation by any stretch of the imagination. It's only more recently where I think Quicken has stepped to the plate with a positioning that isn't really rate based. Obviously, they're trying to position speed. But as a whole, I think an originator has to recognize that rate has been advertised. The borrower doesn't really understand the mortgage process, or maybe never, especially the first-time home buyer, has never really gone through this process. So in a lot of ways, we've made our own saga by advertising rates. All you have to do is look at the Sunday paper and the local paper here. They just list lender after lender. Of course, now we do it online. And of course, it's one number after another. And so no question that we've determined and really driven the customer to ask these types of questions. But I think the important point is that, as you were mentioning, is that's just like an opening gamut and does not mean that the customer really understands what we're doing. And I think that leads to the next issue, that when you look about price, I think that the originators, what I call, when that customer starts with that, they really need to kind of segue into what you're talking about, which is what I would call the discover phase, and that's asking the right question. So I think the first issue for originators is to recognize is that you don't want to start selling before you really understand kind of what you're saying about the customer's needs and objections and so forth. So I think the first thing that I would suggest to the listeners is to recognize that by asking about your rate isn't where you start your selling process. And that's a fatal mistake if you do that, which kind of leads to, Bobby, what are the right questions so the prospect really, you know, understands value, the value that that particular originator is giving in addition to the lender?
Yeah, that's a great question. And let's start first by how you're going to regain control of the conversation
right
when rate comes up. Because in order to ask the right questions, first you have to get control back. Because right when they ask a question, what's your rate? They just right took charge. And of course, the seasoned LOs on the call, you know, they understand that the best way to frame that is to answer, well, that depends. And then to just spend a couple of seconds educating them. And saying that, you know, when you see rates advertised online or even the television set, what that lender is doing is that they're giving you this like perfect world interest rate and true interest rates. Your interest rate is going to be based off of your loan to value, your credit, and you could walk them through the factors and just say, you know, in these cases in which the mortgage companies are advertising, you know, the Wizard of Oz yellow brick road rate, like the best of the best, if every variable is in place, they're comfortable in then adjusting their rate quote once you call in. So in order to give you a more customized rate, in order to really tell you what a loan would cost based on your personal circumstances, let me ask you a couple questions. And then you take charge. Because, you know, the person asking questions is really the person in charge of a conversation, right?
Right. And I think what you're trying to do as an originator is that, again, under the premise of understanding that customers sell themselves, our job is to guide them along. And the good originators do that. So the reality of it is when you're starting the question sequence is really for the prospect to identify kind of what is value to them. It could be that they need to have a fast close. Well, you could have the lowest rate and take 90 days to close, and that certainly wouldn't match to that person's value point. So again, the first step after kind of recognizing that you have to take control over and start asking your questions is to recognize that every customer, it can be closing that's important. It can be closing costs that are important. It can be ease of doing it. It can be, I really want this thing to move along, and identify when you contact me is when the closing date occurs. So every borrower has a different need, and we can't assume that they're all the same. And so when we're defining lowest rate really may not be what is a value point to them. And that's where the questions have to come into play.
Exactly. And there's one other value point that a lot of loan officers miss too. And that is that everybody wants to feel confident about the process.
Right.
You know, this is a scary process. You're diving really deep into somebody's personal financial situation. I don't care how many times you've gotten a loan. We've all heard that getting loans are now harder to get than ever before. I mean, this stuff's in the news all the time. You know, mortgage guidelines and things are tighter and things are tougher. And there's always a little bit of anxiety. So, you know, part of your positioning is to also provide a level of confidence and safety around the process so that they simply feel good letting you handle it for them, because that is worth something as well. And again, that's another one that you just kind of have to uncover for them. You can't count on them bringing it and telling you that's what they want.
Right. And I think the point that we're saying, you know, after regaining the control of from the rate question and then moving to having the borrower really specify the value points of what is valuable to them, because each person is different, then I think the real selling component starts to occur, where you're having what I would call having the valuable conversations. And that is, I've now found out what the borrower thinks is important, and then I'm matching up why doing business with me as the originator and why doing business with my company will make you reach whatever it is that you're desiring to have done. So again, there is a sequence that you would be following. And I think the control part and really regaining the conversation after they've opened up with the gamut of what is your rate, moving into asking the right questions to determine what is the value for that particular borrower. And then now at this point, matching up their value points with what you are understanding to be what differentiates you and your lender from other lenders. And so that's really kind of an important sequence to really understand. Selling should occur at that point and not before.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are two types of questions, which is probably important to understand as well. There are questions which are pretty open and that very useful when you are doing exploratory to find out what their priorities that they're bringing to you already are. So those would be questions are, you know, tell me why you picked this house. Tell me why you picked this neighborhood. You know, give me an idea of when you guys see yourself closing. When do you see yourself moving in? That not only builds rapport, but it also starts to build some trust and an idea of their expectations from you. But then you want to move into some more leading questions. And this is where you actually bring them to an area that you want to educate them on. So let's use purchases for an example, because that conversation will go very different than refinances. But in the purchase world, you might ask them a question like, have you purchased a home before? And then depending on the answer, just say, do you understand what happens or what the dangers are should your loan close late and you were to miss the closing deadline? Do you understand what the risks associated with it are? Do you understand how you work through the process with a lender to make sure that that doesn't happen? And if needed, especially if you are talking with a potential borrower who has already told you up front that they're shopping, like, you know, you're their second call or they're going to be calling others, because that will happen, you guys know, then you also want to go into, you know, let me give you a handful of questions that you should ask any lender that you're getting a rate quote from. You know, ask them their turn times and underwriting. Ask them how quick they do a final approval on the pre-approval and what it looks like. These things are, you know, they offer surety of decision so that you don't have any last minute surprises, because sometimes companies, in order to cut costs, will avoid sending a file into underwriting until the very last minute. So because underwriters, one of the most expensive parts of the process, and yeah, they're saving a few dollars so that they can maybe, you know, save a little bit in rate, but that puts the borrower at a potential high risk to missing their closing for the following reasons. And, you know, inside that, once you explore what you know is important to them, then you use these type of scenarios and questions. And do you know about this? And do you know about that? So that you educate them. But at the same time, you're kind of teaching them what they want.
Right.
And the process, positioning yourself as the solution.
Right. So at the end, what really I think it's fair to say is that you're matching up against why you are the originator they should be dealing with and why your lender is the right lender solution with what is important to them, because you've asked a series of, you know, penetrating questions, in addition to you've asked what you're calling leading questions. And so, kind of, Bobby, from your viewpoint, when you're doing this type of really question sequence, what are we saying is the length of time that this should go on for? And should the point be to move them to that next step of pre-qualifying them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so I just answered the last one first. Yeah, the goal of all of this is to get them to give you an application. And that's why you've set up educating them on the different parts that control interest rate and the things that can change an interest rate even in the last minute, and why it's important for a lender to take time to get to another situation before quoting a rate, because that's the only responsible, ethical way of doing it. Like, you're setting all that up so that you can get them to apply. That application process, we all know, it takes a little bit of time. It's very revealing. They don't go through that process very often. I mean, the minute you secure that, you are in the running to earn their business. So getting the pre-qual is absolutely the goal of that conversation. Now, Pat, I forgot the first question. What was your first question?
Well, the length of time. In other words, obviously, a lot of times you get originators viewing that this initial conversation should be quick and to the point, versus should this be a longer conversation where you are trying to, in that first call, to move the customer to an application. I think many times what I see with originators is the assumption, and I think it's a false assumption, that they won't go for the close, which in my view is obviously trying to get the application. So again, I would paint these types of initial phone calls as being something where they should be somewhere around 20 minutes or so. I guess that's the only point I'm trying to make, is that you're wanting, especially today, to take the customer off of rate shopping. In order to do that, you have to go through this sequence. And then the goal is go to the next part, which is, you know, let me get some information and basically starting to take a 1003.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I find depending on the client and their level of inquisitiveness and how often they've done, you know, how, is this their first loan? Is it their fourth loan?
Sure.
That part of the conversation can easily, and I'm talking not the application, you're usually 10 or 15 minutes that you're kind of setting up the call and what I call pre-selling around rate. I mean, the best way to make sure that you don't get into a rate war is to handle it up front so that they don't even think about going somewhere else, or they approach the next lender with a lot of caution if they are using any of the trigger words that maybe you told them to watch out for, or tried to cut corners, or were too fast to quote a rate. You know, I mean, I want to make sure that, hey, you know, anyone that I talk to, hey, it's a warning sign when you're dealing with a loan officer who is willing to quote rate in 2 seconds, because, you know, they don't know. They're saying anything to get the application rather than invest in what they need to know to really get you a solid rate. You know, I can give you a rate range, and so I do like to do that. It could be as low as or as high as. It all depends on your personal situation. Let's talk about that. You know, if you pre-sell around it, then it makes it so much easier if it raises its head later.
Right. Well, we've covered a lot in our podcast today. So if we want to leave the listeners with a few takeaways, how would you summarize a couple of them?
You know, I'll tell you, the big one is to consider that initial conversation about educating them, understanding two things. Understand what they know they want, and then getting them clear on the things that they want, but they just don't know yet. And if you can look at that's your job of that first conversation, then you will set yourself up to win every time.
I think they're really great points. And I guess a couple points that I would make is that what we're both talking about today is having a structure. We're not saying a script per se, but really, in other words, a process of how you move that customer. So one is to certainly put a structure and not wing it. And I think the second point that I'd like to make, it's all about adding your value to their value, and you won't be able to determine what's valuable to them unless you ask the right questions, which we've talked about a lot today. We certainly can go in depth in another podcast because I do think it's a really important topic for sure. Anything else, Bobby?
Yeah, no, happy selling. I think it's a fun topic. And once you get good at it, these conversations are, you know, they're just part of your day.
Right. Well, thank everyone for listening today, and certainly join us in our next podcast.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic to suggest, please tell your national MI account manager, and you may soon see it as part of our sales podcast series.